Good morning, Jenny.
Good morning.
So, first of all, are you able to outline some of the details of this 10-year plan for us?
No, because there aren't that many details. What it looks like is a wish list, a statement of the bald fact that there are very few women in Parliament at federal or even state level, and then an idea of getting more to join at the grassroots. That's not been so much of a problem. Most organisations have women at the grassroots, that is, down at the bottom, but it's as you move further up the ranks that they slowly disappear. I think their target of 50% is totally unrealistic. It's a bit like Bob Hawke wanting no child in poverty by, you know, whatever date. It's just not going to happen. In fact, for it to happen, every pre-selection would have to go to a woman for the next foreseeable future, and then it still wouldn't be done in the next 10 years. So, you know, it's an aspiration perhaps, but even the Labor Party hasn't put it as high as that, except in the way distant future.
Right.
So
it's sounding like a little bit of hot air.
Yes. When I heard gender diversity, my thoughts went immediately to the LGBT, et cetera, community, but then I realised that's not what they were talking about. It was just half the, you know, population not being given a fair go. Look, even when women got in, and it's all very recent, in fact, they've only ever been in very small numbers. The structures are so old in the two major parties, and the Nationals, of course, were very slow, that any change takes a long time. There are ways we do things, and the selection, the key is pre-selection, and women tend to get pre-selected when they do for marginal seats or hopeless seats. Now, every male politician has his turn at going for an unwinnable seat just to get practice, but then he's usually, if he's got any promise, is fast-tracked onto a winnable seat, and then ultimately your hope is for a safe seat, so you don't have to spend a lot of time in every election, you know, wooing the members in your electorate. You're pretty safe. Can I just point out that of the women who've reached the peak in politics in Australia, that is six premiers, two chief ministers and a prime minister, only one has been from the coalition side, and that was Kate Carnell in the ACT. Every other premier and our sole female prime minister has been Labor. So really they need to look to see how Labor's been doing it. And Labor has not shied away from the mention of the word quotas. They haven't actually instituted them, but their ambition was more modest, 35% women pre-selected for winnable seats. And slowly over time, they've got something like 40%, I think, in federal parliament, whereas the Liberals are languishing under 20%.
Right. Yeah, well, could any of this be attributed to, I suppose, party policy and leadership? I mean, I know over the last few years under Tony Abbott, we had a prime minister who constantly made gaffes, which were widely seen as pretty misogynistic in his public statements. Do you think that the sort of image that the Liberal Party presents is perhaps less favourable to women?
Yes. Oh, look, among middle-class women, they've always been strong membership of the Liberal Party, but they were seen basically as workers behind the scenes, you know, particularly at election times. They'd be out doing the letterboxing, manning the stalls, you know, baking cakes to raise funds and all that sort of thing. But they weren't seen as serious contenders to be MPs until quite late. And my own state, South Australia, where women first won the right not only to vote but to stand in Parliament, was actually the last to put any women in Parliament, and that wasn't until 1959. And we alone have never had a female Premier in South Australia. So you can have the early gestures and early wins and people pat themselves on the back, but often nothing much happens after that. And I can assure you, absolutely, there will not be 50% representation by 2025 in the Liberal Party. No way. It just couldn't happen.
Well, I suppose a little bit of realism early on is always good. One point of the plan, obviously, the main point of the plan is about grassroots level. The Young Liberals is pretty notorious for being a bit of a boys' club.
Yeah.
How do you think they should go about breaking down that stereotype?
Oh, gosh, it's got to start in their private schools, probably. You know, They talk about respect for women or male champions of change and all that sort of thing. No, it goes back a lot further than that. They've accepted women in certain institutions almost as tokens, and I won't say that in a derogatory way, but they think that one or two is enough. You know, all you need is one or two women to give the female point of view, and then you can get on with the rest of the business, which is men's business, basically. And also, quite obvious things like childcare and domestic stuff, but women still carry the load for that. Now, in the past, the women that got into Parliament had often had their children. They were often the widows, sisters or daughters of politicians. And you see that in third world countries too. But to win in their own right from a non-political background is a lot harder. And these days, young women are delaying having their children until their 30s, and that's just the point at which a young male politician will be really hitting his straps and getting the mentorship from the older blokes and being put on a fast track. And we've seen that by a number of younger men in federal parliament. You can see them there right now.
Right. We've talked about women, you know, being recruited into the party. I also touched on women already in the party. Do you think that there should be more focus put on the women who are already in the party and perhaps on the threshold of becoming MPs to fast-track them up the political ladder?
Yes, and of course, when you fast-track anyone, you always leave people behind, you know. Oh, I'm as good. Why didn't I get... Oh, discrimination against blokes, you know, you have to... You know, the usual sort of conversation that goes on. And, of course, power. I mean, there will be losers in that. If you're really committed to having women having at least a better share of power, it's going to displace some traditional holders of that power, and they're not going to like it. But, you know, Labor decided way back in the 90s they had to do something, so they've got Emily's List. You've probably heard about that. The Liberals used to poo-hoo that. But, in fact, some senior Liberal women over the years been doing the mentoring in a quiet way, holding classes, encouraging women to join rostrum and, you know, probus and things like that, where they get used to public speaking, because a lot of women aren't used to that. They're very used to organising. I mean, heavens, running households and the school canteen and all that sort of thing. Women are very good at that and multitasking. But the public profile, and women are aware that once they put their head up above the parapet, someone's going to be shooting them down, even if it's only for their hairstyle or their clothing or their body size or whatever, in a way that few men have to put up with.
Well, yeah, that's right. It does seem like a much harder cop for the women in politics. Jenny, thanks very much for joining me to have a chat about this. It's a little bit disheartening. But, as I said before, very nice to get some realism in there in the early stages.
Yeah, sorry to put a dampener on it.
Appreciate your words.
Oh, thanks, yeah. And just women have to be more supportive of each other too, not join the sort of criticisms and, you know, there's a little bit of that among women. We're not perfect by any means. And the Queen Bee syndrome is alive and well. I mean, look at Julie Bishop. We all agree she's wonderful, but where's the rest? And Maurice Payne cops a lot of flack. You know, she's sort of the next one down. So it's not an easy road, and it helps to be single and good-looking. So I can tell you that much.
Yeah. Well, I think that's good words to leave it on there. Okay. We should all be supportive of our women. Jenny, thanks very much for joining me this morning.
Yeah, not a problem.
Cheers. Bye. Catch you later.